السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate you all for the birthday of Fatima Zahra, peace be upon him, upon her. And actually, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the organizer of this conference. And I think Alhamdulillah, very successful in organizing this conference. The topic of my talk, as you know, is the feminist expectation and responses of Muslim women. What I'm trying to do in this paper is to clarify the position of feminism with regard to women's rights in society. And according to their theory, what would be the expectation of the Muslim woman? And what is the response of Muslim women to the feminist movement, which I think is very important for us to clarify the major points of that. As you know, there are a variety of theories and movements in feminism which present diversity of ideas, values and perspectives. In general, the feminist movement is considered as a movement for liberation and protection of women's rights in society. Western feminism research in general hold the belief that once a society is dominated in certain sphere by men, women will become suppressed and passive group. Western feminism is the continuation of the historical processes. One can argue that the basis of Western feminism is the product of sole gender domination of the church and the cross discrimination between men and women and the denial of women in terms of Western social rights. It was the period when males species governed colonizing to exclusive power and ownership on all aspects of socio-economic life. While women were regarded as a subservient species denied from any kind of rights, either to express their views or to any social participation. Today, feminism pursues women emancipation from any kind of bondage, or in which segregates women from the carbon of male supremacy, occupational equality, equality in social and political status, male and female equality in social rights and their rights in regards to children. From their perspective, there is no disparity between men and women in relation to private and public sphere. Feminism is merely a secular ideology. Fundamentally, feminism not only has any concept of divine principle, but on the contrary, in many cases, religion is regarded as the main source of inequality between men and women. In other words, like other principles of secular liberalism, main theories and principal values of feminism arise from mental creation of human desires. And this is what can distinguish the man-made theory from the divine theory. According to the principle that majority of feminists share with regards to the subjective equality between men and women in terms of social and individual ability and right, feminist theories argue that most of the organized religious belief system which dominate the history, historical and modern world are profoundly sexist. There are three major feminist theories about religion: the radical, the liberal, and the reformist critique of existing practice, and the utopian creation of a new counterculture practice. The radical theory of feminism with regard to religion represents the Marxist and socialist theory. They believe in principle religion is the opium of the masses. and in particular religion considered as the main reason for the inequality of men and women in society. The liberal theory also shared the same idea that religion, in particular Christianity, is a major source of typical presentation of gender issue. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, in her book, The Woman's Bible, made the first major feminist contribution to changes in Christian religion. Stanton believed that the language and interpretation of passages dealing with the woman in the Bible were a major source of woman's inferior status. The central message of Christianity, Daly claims, is sadomasochism legitimizing torture. Susan also agrees that the fundamental theme the Western Christianity tradition is its hatred of the flesh, which is based on an idea that woman's body calls man back to his animal nature. From the reformist perspective, religion should be reformulated in a way that religion can create equality between men and women in all aspects of life. From their perspective, religion has been legitimized masculinism through the history. Therefore, they see a serious need for rewriting the religious doctrine based on feminist principle. I think by such a limited time that I have, I cannot go through the 6 different perspectives of feminists about the woman position in the society, which I think we need to understand it properly. I mean, feminism is a very fragmented theory. There are as much as theory that you can enumerate among the different approach of feminism. I just try to glance some of them, which is, one is the Amazon feminism. Amazon feminism is considered physical gender equality. It rejects the idea that certain characteristics or interests are inherently masculine or feminine, and offers and explores a vision of heroic womanhood. This is a sort of radical feminism which questions why women must adapt certain rules based on their biology, just as it questions why men adopt certain other rules based on their. Radical feminism claims to draw lines between biological determined behavior and cultural determined behavior in order to free both men and women as much as possible from their previously gender rules. Anarchic feminism looks for fragmentation of all old norms, values and customs of the older generation and today's society with regards to women. Their policy is concerned with the deconstruction of all traditional principles without establishing any systematic principle for the position of women within the modern and postmodern society. Liberal feminism is the variety of feminism that works within the structure of mainstream society to integrate women into the structure. It roots stretch back to the social contract theory of government institute by American Revolution. Liberalization of women according to liberal democratic politics, political system is the main slogan for women all over the world. There is another tendency which we call it material feminism, which is a movement in late 19th century which aimed liberating women by improving their material condition. It had focused on releasing the burden of housework and cooking duties, which was a chore on the shoulder of women in the household. The fifth perspective is socialist feminism. Marxism recognized that women are oppressed and attributes the oppression to the capitalist private property system. Thus, They insist that the only way to end the oppression of women is to overthrow the capitalist system. One of the main theories of Western feminism, social feminism, believes that women are second-class citizens, in particular capitalism, which depends on its survival and the exploitation of working people, and on the special exploitation of women. Socialist feminism argues that we need to transform not only the ownership of the means of production, but also social experience, because the roots of women's oppression lies in the total economic system of capitalism. Socialist feminism is now engaged in more adequate explanation of women subordinate in order to show how types of production not ordinarily considered economic can be understood in economic terms. The ideal is that women and men might disappear as socially constituted categories. Socialist feminism is attacked by radical feminism because it obscures an understanding of how central the institution of heterosexuality is to women's oppression. The analytical observation based on social class structure merely stems from the materialistic perspective based upon the capacity and the aptitude of the member of the society. In this respect, a person who enjoys a greater economic prosperity is considered as a cream of that society, labeled as an upper class citizen. On the said ratio, a person or a person with lesser degree of the financial gains are categorized into lower level of social ladder. On this respect, woman as a second class citizenship from materialistic perspective requires detailed analysis in such a social milieu. From the divine observation, the aim of a healthy society is to utilize the opportunity of life given by the Creator. To utilize the equal opportunity of life cannot be limited to economic opportunities. Henceforth, the spiritual opportunity plays an important rule to direct the society towards peace and tranquility. From this point of view, humanity is based on the foundation of utilizing human virtuosity for the purpose of individual classification. In this regard, there exists no difference between male and female. The existence of male and female inequality is the product of a cultural, social, and political situation in a society which tolerates such a specific criteria as a result of unequal material opportunities and superimposed distinction upon males and females gender. There is another perspective in feminism which we call it radical feminism, which due to the limited time I'm not going to read it. From here I prefer to go to the response of Muslims to the feminism. To conclude the previous section, what we have explained here so far is different approaches of Western feminism. Within the diversity of theories of feminism, one fundamental conclusion can be established that feminism, no matter liberal, radical, Amazon, or socialist feminism, share one common idea among them, is that religion is one of the major barriers of the revitalization of women's rights in the society. Hence, their approach is either secular approach or, in some cases, anti-religion. The second common idea among all feminists is monosexism inclination, which caused sacrification of one sex for the other. The Muslim responses, not just to feminism, to modernism, to postmodernism, we can call there are three different approaches among Muslims. One is apologetic feminism. Apologetic feminism is basically embodied in liberal feminism of Muslim women. liberal and secular perspective of Muslim activists and Muslim scholars have lead them towards apologetic reaction. This group either try to adapt religion to feminist principle or accept feminism as an inevitable way of life for Muslim women, whether religious principle would establish accordingly or not. They are sorry always about what the religion said about the woman. They try to make a good excuse as a Muslim towards the feminism. A group of feminists rereading the Sharia text to introduce woman rights according to the Islamic values. It is important to find out whether their aim is reformation or reconstruction of woman's position in the family, society, and whole social structure and public sphere. In the Christian and Judaic feminist tradition, the holy text regarded as limited by its historical context, and thus fragmented, classifying the fragments according to what is regarded as either universal and essential or culturally related. According to the Doyle, Islam is viewed as the main origin of the prevalence of sexual inequality in the Middle East. From Western feminist point of view, Islam, and in particular, veiling hijab, is the main barrier for Muslim women and in general Muslim society to become civilized. Basically, hijab is considered as an uncivilized behavior. In the Western eyes, only by giving up these peculiar and intrinsic practice would Muslim society move forward on the path of Western political culture. Is the most visible marker of otherness and inferiority of Islamic society. Early Arab feminists such as the Libens, Nazir, Zainuddin incorporate feminist ideally into an Islamic frame of reference. In 1928, she published a book called Removing the Veil and Women, which aroused the anger of Muslim scholars all over the world. Amin's book, Woman's Liberation, marks the entry of the debate around the veil, in which hijab epitomized Islamic inferiority. I mean, there are many quotations with regard to apologetic explanation about hijab, about the divorce, about the polygamy, about the diyat and hudud in Islam, and which we don't have time to go into it. Reactionary or defensive feminism, a movement which emphasizes on the idea that Muslim women have already obtained an equal and respectful position based on Islamic tradition without need of further reform, is a sort of reactionary movement to the feminism. For me, the reactionary movement is the same as apologetic movement. The third approach is holistic approach, which kindly Dr. Ezzati in the beginning has clarified the aspects of its idea. And my dear brother before me, he also explained the holistic approach of Islam towards woman rights. For the 300th century, I think the 3rd century, the Western society put Muslim in the corner and challenging them for not implicating modernism. And I think whether we answer to it or we assimilate to the Western challenges, we are wasting our own time. These activists, I mean the holistic and theoretician, do not isolate women from absolute society. They see woman rights and position within the whole structure of the society and avoid the segregation of society in terms of feminism or masculinism or any sort of monocentric approach. In opposed to feminism, for the last decade, masculinism has become a popular topic across the advanced capitalist world. According to holistic approach, society as a whole including men and women, are addressed to their individual and social responsibility without any monosex inclination. The major difference between holistic viewpoint of Muslim and Western feminism is referred to the methodology of understanding and establishing the right and responsibility of women, while the feminists of Western, regardless of religious saying or whether in principle religion is prom against, insist upon women's rights and her role in society. While feminism perspective is monosexism perspective and neglecting the valuable place of men and women side by side as unifying force in family and in society, holistic approach looks at one comprehensive position of women and men in public, private, in society, and in politics. One of the distinguished scholars who offered the holistic approach was Mutahhari. He explained the reason and the necessity for different treatment of women in Islam according to biological and psychological differences between men and women. While the apologists try to reread the holy text in line with change condition of the current society. In conclusion, Western social scientists' approaches reflect a high degree of ethnocentrism in assuming that liberation for women has to follow same monocentric line as the American and European women's movement. This is a result of Eurocentrism and Americocentrism in the whole history. It is expected that these goals are universal and they should more or less be followed in the same order. For the last 300 years, Islamic thought in different spheres has been influenced by Western alien thoughts. The common denominator of all imported ideas were in the direct relationship with the centers of political power. Power domination of the West was the result of the administration of wealth and capital against the poverty and powerlessness. The transformation period of the Industrial Revolution, the Renaissance in thinking in the West, and the formation of the basis of ideological modernism were the most important vacuum in Islamic world for the past three centuries. 19th and 20th centuries witnessed a defensive response or ideological and religious resistance or absolute assimilation in the Western modernism by Muslim scholars. Western modernism belongs to the Western history, Western religion, and changes in the Western intellectual secular liberalism. At the end of the 20th century, more than 600 million Muslim population were subject to a system of political democracy. Still, Western politics blaming Islam for non-democratic doctrine and labeling Muslim as a fundamentalist and terrorist. According to Brian Turner, Islam was perfectly compatible with modernization project involving, as it did, a high degree of secularization of traditional religious culture. But from his perspective, Islam cannot be satisfactory with the postmodernity, which threatens the deconstruct religious message into more fairly and destroy the everyday world by the challenge of cultural diversity. If you give me 2 minutes, I will finish. This is due to the fact that in postmodern era, the subject matter of the human life is in ongoing changes. Therefore, no definite verdict cannot be issued. Western feminism is also the product of modernism and postmodernism. This movement and school of thought fundamentally and principally is in serious conflict with Islamic tenets. However, in many instances and subject matter propounded by feminism are in uniformity with Islamic values on women. But from Islamic perspective, entering into this domain is another background for losing the principle and values of the Islamic divinity. No doubt that throughout the history, women were suppressed. and deprived from their fundamental rights. Also, without a shadow of a doubt, that woman's natural disposition and their talents and strength in many fields are far more intelligent than men, but unfortunately has been unjustly damaged. The vanquish of woman talent and potential result in non-entity, unable to manifest their natural disposition. Throughout history, men took such advantage that the inability of women through potential and her gifted ability were totally ignored. History witnessed adaptation of Islam to the feminism. No doubt we should accept the whole baggage, the denial of God, the denial of existence of God, and the denial of influence of religion in establishing the woman rights in the society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.